Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. Men's T Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T or visit menstclinic.com.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, did you see the fight on Saturday night? Where did you go to get it in? And to get the fight in. Mm-hmm. And what was your feeling on the result of the fight and how everything went down there? Now, Kevin, I ended up going over to Jeff Kavanaugh's house to watch this with the
wife.
Destroyed Sean Sharif and beer pong.
He said it was his partner's fault. Who was his partner?
His name was Mitch, I believe. But
Trubisky?
Yeah, Mitch Trubisky.
Wow.
So that makes sense, right? He can throw. He stood no chance. Jeff and I were on fire. We were calling each other Jordan all night long.
Okay.
So the fight came. And my wife does not like watching boxing that much. She's just not a huge fan of it. But she was locked in and she was like, wow, what a wild little fight there. But it went by so quickly, man. It just, bam, it was done. And that was kind of my take was I didn't expect it to go that quickly and be done with.
Ooh, that is the magic of a heavyweight fight. That is the same thing that he comes up in heavyweight MMA is like, you never quite know how it's going to go.
My dad would purchase all the fights when it was Holyfield and Bo and Holyfield and Lewis and Tyson. And so that's really the last time. And I was more of a kid teenager during that time of boxing. But you would see sometimes, like Deontay Wilder, got rocked in the third round. And he was kind of out on his feet. He was just trying to survive till the bell. And he kind of did. And I've seen other times where Evander Holyfield looked like he was out on his feet. And then maybe the next round, he was just out there to survive. And then the next round, you're like, okay, now here comes Holyfield. He's back. Like he's regained his equilibrium. He's not now just trying to survive. He is now on the attack. And now the other guy's like, oh my gosh, I thought I had him and now I don't have him. But Deontay Wilder, after the third round and getting knocked around, he could never regain his balance and his footing. And I thought Lennox Lewis did a great job on the broadcast. I will say this. I think Joe Tessitore is one of the worst, if not the worst, guys I've ever heard do football.
Okay.
I didn't think he was that bad doing boxing. In fact, I was surprised at one point, like my brain went to, oh, that's the guy who's one of the most pathetic human beings I've ever heard call a football game.
Yeah.
And I don't know how ESPN has him hired to keep doing that. But I thought on the boxing, he did a nice job. And I'm wondering, am I too hard on Tess because he has such horrible people calling the game with him on Monday Night Football? And he could be better if he had people like Lennox Lewis. And I'm forgetting the other guy's name. Ward, I think, is his last name.
Andre Ward?
Yes. I thought they did a really nice job, too. So I thought, boy, I know this is getting a little bit off topic, but I was like, man, is Tess, would he be better on Monday Night Football if he had average people working with him? Because I thought he was pretty good on the boxing. But getting back to the match, I really enjoyed it because it's what I remember watching boxing be. Because I was, as a kid, my dad would purchase the heavyweight ones. He wouldn't purchase the ones where the little guys would tap and move around. And for the last 10 to 15 years of boxing, really, if you wanted to watch the premium fights, it was just the tap move guys. And so there weren't really big moments in those. It would be like, oh my God, he hit him three times as hard as he can. And he's still on his feet because the little guys can't really do what the big guys do. And so I love watching the big guys. I know to the boxing fan that they would say, you're not a true boxing fan if you don't love what Floyd Mayweather does.
That's what you just said.
Yeah.
You just said, I'm a casual boxing fan.
And I loved it. I loved the seven rounds.
We get into this all the time with the UFC people, Corey. Like, you've seen it. They're like, oh, if you don't think this is an amazing UFC card, you're not a real fan. I was like, no, yes, I am. But this does not appeal to the masses. Like, you'll get your hardcore 400,000 pay-per-view buys who they'll be there for just about anything. And then what?
Yeah.
Like, does Conor McGregor draw the most because he's the best fighter? No. So, like,
he's entertaining.
Yes, and he's also a good fighter. And that's, like, maybe the combination.
That's one of the reasons I liked Mayweather-Maidana the two times that they fought, because Maidana was like, I'm just going to go out there and swing.
Yes, you know, like he drew Mayweather into it the first time.
Yeah, he was a boxer, like a brawler. He was just out there swinging. But what we saw with Fury, and somebody just texted this in, Fury dissected Wilder like a surgeon. He didn't stand a chance. That's what I think that we saw the best, though, was we saw a guy that really did do a good mechanical job, but also with power, and he used Wilder's power and desire to take that big swing. He used it to his advantage, and that's how he got the win in this one.
From the 4-3-2, it was a circus with the walkout, WTF. I will tell you this. I think that's what you need to a certain extent to appeal beyond, like, your base people. Yeah. Because that took over social media, all right? Like, as much as people were obviously breaking down the fight, like, I think that's two rounds of nothing. Fury, oh, my God, he got a knockdown, blah, blah, blah. Like, Twitter stopped when those walkouts were going on. Like, oh, one dude's coming out on a throne, other dude's coming out looking like, you know, future robot predator or whatever was happening there, or he wanted to be in Daft Punk. It was amazing, and, like, everybody stopped down for that. And that is what boxing needs outside of just the fight, is you need kind of the show to make sure people come back.
Somebody texted in, I miss Roy Jones Jr. And that was the last fighter that I thought was part of the show. Right? Like, okay. That, because he would do his hands behind his back.
He'd
put his hands behind his back, and he'd walk around that entire ring as a showman and was also a good boxer in addition to that. So, those were the kinds of things. I thought Tyson Fury was thoroughly entertaining, though.
All right, along those lines, let's play cut number 9 right here. Here's Tyson Fury, not boxing, but entertaining nonetheless.
Well, I know that I'm in love with you, because I saw you dancing in the gym. We both kicked off our shoes. Man, I dig those rhythm and blues. Oh, I park and buck with a pink carnation and a pickup truck. See, I knew I was out of luck the day the music died.
He said, thank you. Yes, I have seen something like Tyson Fury. In fact, I've seen it from Tyson Fury before he left the sport. And did you know he put on like 100 pounds during his cocaine-fueled rampage and stuff like that? He has a crazy backstory. You should want to see
how
a 30
do you put on 100 pounds doing cocaine?
I don't. Those two like might have all happened in the same like general.
He was laced with sugar.
He thought it was cocaine. It was just sugar.
He was just pounding sugar.
So, but like after he beat Vladimir Klitschko, I believe it was, he sang that song by Aerosmith from Armageddon to his girlfriend or wife, and he's like, I promised if I won I would do this, and he just took the mic from the guy because he's gigantic and what's that guy gonna do, and he just started singing. So let me ask you this.
Okay.
Is this the result that boxing wanted or needed? Because I think it was not.
I mean, if he was gonna be on American Idol, then yes.
What a classic.
That would be the approach, because I think he would make it to the next round based on his voice.
I want to see. I will pay when he fights his next fight.
Okay.
Is he not done though?
No, he said he's gonna fight at least twice more.
Yeah, I think you're gonna get the next one, he's gonna be the main. He's gonna get the main purse, right? Because if they do have the rematch. If Deontay Wilder within 30 days says, I want the rematch, that has to happen. And the winner gets 60%, loser 40% from this last match. So that would mean that Fury gets the main part of the purse. I watched a lot of the post game. I was really entertained. I was really entertained. So they were pretty much saying, when it came to the people breaking down all the boxing is that for Wilder, it's going to be tough not to turn it down because of the nowness of our, yep, our society. We want to see it again, possibly. And you can create kind of a big purse, like, hey, okay, this is it, the rubber match. Who wins the final time between them? But they're just saying that he can't win. He's now fought him twice, has only won two to a maximum of four rounds. I did not watch the first one.
Without the knockdowns, I mean, like, obviously, yeah, that's a huge part of the fight, and he almost stopped Fury in the 12th, the last go around. Yeah. But without those knockdowns, he obviously loses that first fight as well, and he definitively lost the second fight.
And I was rooting for Wilder the whole time. My buddy Brandon Watson.
Tell me why.
Well, my buddy Brandon Watson is his guy. So the guy in the blue suit with, like, the black tie and the black shirt, I played baseball with him. In AAA, and so we got to interview Deontay Wilder at least two times, if not three or four times, at Super Bowls, because Waddy would bring him around, and he'd be like, yeah, for sure, Mike, you got him. And so I was rooting because he's my buddy managing him, and so I was rooting for him. He seems like a really nice guy. We've got to interview him, know him a little bit, so I was rooting for Deontay Wilder, but by the time we got to the fifth round, I'm like, unless he gets lucky, there's no way he can win. And at this point, he's just defending himself. He's really not trying to throw his big punches. And I didn't know much about him. I've not watched a lot of Wilder, like, whole matches. I just catch the highlights.
Yeah.
I didn't know that all he does is, like, he kind of is a Tyson character on Nintendo.
Yes.
He just loads up,
yes,
to throw the biggest punch you can throw and, yes, does nothing else.
Because, yes, a lot of people are afraid of it. I mean, like, quite honestly, they fear because he has the power. Oh, and he's, yes, and he's athletically fast too. So when he does that, a lot of people are like, crap, here it comes. Fury had the ability to avoid it and to actually counteract it before it even happened.
So there's a couple things here. First of all, from the 817, Kevin, you're an idiot. Boxing does not need dramatic entrances. It's not WWE. First of all, why can't we just disagree? And secondly,
'cause you're an idiot.
Okay, that's
the way it has to be.
And
Kevin,
secondly, here's a hard fact for you if you, like, really want to compare. WWE is far more popular than boxing. Like, ooh, that's not even debatable. That's a fact. But I'm not saying boxing needs to be like WWE. I'm just saying every now and again, showing a little flash is not a bad idea. And that's what Fury has, which is good. But the bad part is, tell me when the American public has been captivated on a consistent basis by a non-American heavyweight fighter.
Okay, I hear you. So that's why you're saying
that's why I think this was the wrong result.
But isn't Joshua, this is where I don't
Anthony
know.
Anthony Joshua is also British.
Okay.
So,
and if they're going to fight, they're going to end up fighting over there because he doesn't want to fight on American soil.
Exactly. Unless he, like, there was a big, because Wilder was going to fight Joshua, like, while Fury was on his, yeah, excursion fixing his life and stuff, which, by the way, good for him for fixing his life. His story is, like, I wasn't making fun of him. I'm saying his story is truly remarkable. But there was a lot of argument about, well, you have to fight in Wembley. Well, we'll give you $20 million extra to come fight in America, because at the time, Anthony Joshua had never fought outside, okay, of England. And so if those two fight, it's going to be in Britain. And the people that you mentioned, like you mentioned Evander Holyfield, Mike Tyson, and you can bring up Lennox Lewis, but I don't know if I would agree with that, because the biggest number Lennox Lewis ever popped is when he beat an over-the-hill Mike Tyson, and that was, yeah, for Mike Tyson, not for Lennox Lewis.
Yeah.
But whether you look at, you know, George Foreman, Joe Frazier, obviously Muhammad Ali, Evander Holyfield, Riddick Bowe, Mike Tyson, like,
it's Americans that we're interested in.
Exactly. So wonder if it is, let's say it is Anthony Joshua against Tyson Fury. So, like, definitely, yeah, the two best heavyweight fighters. What is the appeal of that fight compared to this past fight here in America?
Well, I guess if you're going to fight it overseas, it's not going to have the same kind of, at least to me, being casual, it's not going to have the same if they're not fighting in Vegas. I was actually hoping this. And Bob Arum is one of Jerry Jones's people, right? They're really close. And he's the one who has brought big fights to AT&T.
Yes.
Because I know like Waddy and Brandon Watson, and when you look at Floyd Mayweather's team, and they're all kind of the same. Watson's part of Floyd Mayweather's team too. He's just not the manager of Floyd Mayweather Jr. They want to keep almost everything in Vegas. They want it to be the biggest stage. The biggest stage is Vegas. I was actually hoping there was a possibility, because Aram has Fury, is that there was a possibility that maybe one of the next two fights for Fury would be at AT&T. But I guess that's not going to happen if you're telling me that Joshua has to fight it overseas.
I would be shocked.
And
if
there's
they...
no way that if, let's just say, Wilder goes and fights another fight before a rematch, he's going to want to do it in Vegas, because I know their team and that's where they're at. And then if they have a rematch, it'll be in Vegas. I was hoping maybe we could get a heavyweight championship match at AT&T Stadium.
That would be awesome. In the meantime, don't forget, we'll have Mikey Garcia on the show tomorrow.
Yeah.
He's fighting Saturday against Jesse Vargas out at the Star.
I know this is, it's part of the sport, but man, I was honestly worried and scared for Deontay Wilder that from the third round on, he had a steady stream of blood coming out of his ear hole.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I guess...
His equilibrium is going to be destroyed.
I know he ruptured, at least they're saying, well, he ruptured his eardrum. I'm like, isn't this scary that kind of where your brain is located, there's a few holes that blood can come out of, and one of those holes, there's a steady stream of blood, and I just... It was, I love it. I was scared about it, but I love it watching it, that guys can do that much damage with just one punch. And I was watching earlier, there was like a couple 122-pound guys, and I was watching with my son, and he just couldn't stay awake for the main event. And I was like, look, they just don't punch hard enough to really do much. I get it. They're scoring, and it does hurt. I'm not saying it doesn't hurt, but... He's like, you know, do guys fall down? I'm like, not much at this level. At 120, it's almost impossible for these guys to really hurt somebody.
If you enjoy the numbers aspect of it, it really is fun sometimes to like look at the final punch stats of, like, let's say the Fury Wilder rematch versus the 122 or the flyweights or anything like that. It's astonishing to see the difference in output.
And I don't know, that dude from Mexico is awesome. If you're a fan of whoever that guy is who's supposed to go up in weight class, it's like, man, he's really great, but nobody's ever going down in this thing.
Errol Spence is our next hope, right? Like, that's it.
Hey, I still think there absolutely, Errol Spence showed that he could roll it out at AT&T, and there's a couple of fights
for him
out there.
I was honestly hoping to see him at the match, just to see him and know that he's doing great and maybe recovering, but I haven't heard much or seen much since the wreck.
Yeah, no, I haven't either.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.